to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant. This is Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick, and it's been a while. I apologize for the breaks. I hope you enjoyed the interview we did with Sam North. I hope you enjoyed last week's archive series. I made a trip to St. Louis this past weekend and had to get ready for that. It being the holiday weekend, we take our annual family vacation. We hit up the City Museum, which was friggin' awesome. It's like a gigantic habit trail for people, made out of steel and concrete, and fantastic and killer, and I highly recommend it. As I also recommend the St. Louis Zoo and their Science Museum, both of which are free, by the way. The City Museum, not. But, you know, you guys see all three, and it balances everything out. And you also have the chance to hit up Vintage Vinyl. I wish I could have spent more time, but my family has a half-hour limit on record stores, so that's the thing. So that's where I've been. It's nice to be back. We've got a new podcast, and I have a ton of new music. And we're going to start it off with one of the more recent editions in the ongoing Art of the Underground single series. This is the band that features former Operation Ivy frontman Jesse Michaels. It's Classics of Love. This song is entitled World of the Known. Follow the wizard now.
couple of girls that about. Let's have a few drinks and listen to some juke music.
If you can hear a rumbling in the background, it's my neighbor mowing his lawn. He has one of those... Actually, both of my neighbors have one of those gigantic riding lawnmowers. The guy to the south has, like, a couple acres. So, you know, it's legit. But the guy next to me has less lawn than I do. But he's very old, and he's very nice. So I don't begrudge him, because occasionally he mows part of my lawn. Anyhow, just clearing up some vague auditory issues. We're not high-tech here. Before the break, before I started yammering, you heard Juke with Child Bride off their 1992 Lookout release, Don't Hate Us Because We're Beautiful. Before that, Full of Fancy did a cover of Descendants' Marriage. That is from the most recent bit of Art of the Underground singles, as was the song that came before that, Classics of Love, doing World of the Known. You can find both of those at artoftheunderground.com. I suggest subscribing to the singles series, because trying to get the singles, even in cases like where Alex presses more, like the Classics of Love, there's 550 copies pressed, as opposed to the usual 350. They will sell out. So just a heads up. But yeah, it's like the best 50 or 60 bucks you can spend. All right, coming up next is a song from an album I once owned and then sold, and now have recently repurchased, because I sold a bunch of records before I started doing this podcast, and I'm realizing that I would really like to have them around to do said podcast. This is one of them. It is Squirt Gun's self-titled debut, also on Lookout, and the song is called Less Than Nothing.
right when I'm raving here. No one believes in all that stuff no more. Lord, is the actual lie. Yeah, your friends with a pocket full of lies. Telling everybody every word is true. One day soon I'm gonna see through you. So listen now, I got your number. And you can fool some people so far at a time. I got your number. Don't come here for moral support. No, your ass, no favor to me. Don't believe in charity. Telling everybody how wonderful. What did I do? There's no one left to tell it to. So listen now. I got your number. And you can fool some people so far all the time. I got your number.
Single of the same name, that was The Secretions with Blast Off featuring Angel Nova and Jobot 2.0 of the Phenomenauts. Holy shit, right? Yeah. I've been hearing about The Secretions for a while, and kicking myself for not checking them out, feeling really stupid, because that single is pretty badass, and the B-side, Ramen and a 40, is also pretty damned tasty. So I'm going to be checking out some more of their stuff, which is evidently quite expensive. So, you know, there I go. Although, you know, if Avi from Springman/Silver Sprocket Bike Club is listening and wants to send me a bunch of their stuff, I would not say no. Before that, from the a tribute to our favorite Droogies, Coxbar tribute, 7-inch on DSS Longshot Records. That was Disgustines doing Coxbar's I Got Your Number. And we started everything off with Squirt Gun doing Less Than Nothing off their self-titled debut on Lookout Records. My brain is not working today. Those second two songs were singles that I purchased at Vintage Vinyl. Like I said, great store, huge, good selection. Man, friendly folks too. All right, this is a record that I bought off of eBay, and it took fucking forever to show up. That's the reason the show's been kind of weird lately, is that I've been getting new music, and it's just not been showing. And then I get things like, I broke both my arms and couldn't do anything, or I burned myself terribly, and that's why nothing's been shipped out. And it's very odd that this is happening to lots of people. I evidently buy from very, very easily injured folks. Anyhow, from the Rodney and the Rock comp, Volume 3, this is Ill Repute with Clean Cut American Kid. Classic Nardcore.
I'm so polite. Turn the other cheek, I never fight.
from their self-titled 7-inch on Grave Mistake Records that was set to explode with Never Give In. That was the only thing they ever recorded. You kind of want bands that only put out like a 7-inch or something to record a full length to see if they could sustain it for a longer period of time. But, I mean, if you're going to leave a legacy that's only one thing, a really good 7-inch is the way to do it. You can pick that up for cheap. I think I got mine for 75 cents or something. Before that, some thrashy hardcore on Havoc Records with Spitting Teeth doing The Kids Are Fucking Rad. And they are. I gotta imagine that when they play that live, the place just goes nuts. And we started off with some classic Nardcore, Ill Repute, doing Clean Cut American Kid off the Rodney on the Rock Volume 3 compilation. The version I have is beat all to shit, and I think it's a radio station reject, but those comps, if you get them in any sort of decent condition, they're like $25, $30, $45, $50. They're ridiculous. They're great collections of new wave punk from the LA scene in the early to mid-80s, and man, they're badass. The first one's got an intro by Brooke Shields, no lie. Anyhow, that was random. We're going to go back into it and from their Kala 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 7-inch. This is The Automatics with She Likes Girls.
There's a real fine girl I know. I love her and I told her so. But she don't even look my way. I asked her why. She told me she was gay.
Every place I go, I want to take up all the food. But I know I ain't got it. She don't give up my romance, and she likes.
A little something for you to dance to. That was The Dead Milkmen with Beach Party Vietnam from Eat Your Paisley. Love that album. Been trying to acquire all of the Dead Milkmen album on LP, and it's a pain in the butt. Lots of people seem to want them because there's not a lot of them left, and most of them were owned by punk rockers, which means they're beat to shit. On the bright side, you can usually, if you're willing to not have to buy a lot of, you know, fanciness, and as long as you just want a copy that plays, you can pick it up for cheap. And that's what I do. Although, Big Lizard in My Backyard still, to this day, eludes me. Before that, The Dickies with Manny, Moe, and Jack from Dawn of the Dickies. And we started everything off with The Automatics doing She Likes Girls off of their Kala 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 7-inch. I don't know a lot about The Automatics other than the fact that they're excellent pop punk. They put out a few things on Mutant Pop, including their full-length Bananas, Go Bananas, rather. And just really worth checking out. Sort of, if you're a fan of the Ergs or the Dopamines or any of those other sort of modern-day Ramones core type bands, you will definitely like The Automatics. All right, one set left to go, and it's going to be classic-y. As an example of how classic-y it's going to be, we're going to start it out with the Ramones from their album Pleasant Dreams. This is The KKK Took My Baby Away.
Anywhere, east side of the east. that I see just makes me feel you're putting me down. And if it's true, this pathetic clown, okay, if I get around, let's take it on my just lying in my bed. I think you've got it in for me. Is it all in my head? Is it in my head? You convince me when everything I see just makes me feel you're pulling me down. And if it's true, this pathetic clown will keep hanging around. That's if you don't mind.
Their cover of Joy Ryder's Nasty Secretary. That was The Hives with Nasty Secretary from their album Tarred and Feathered. That is a recent 7-inch release on Merge Records of all labels. Totally fucking weird on that one, huh? Yeah, really awesome. They also cover Civilization's Dying by the Zero Boys, and it's totally badass, as you would expect. That little 7-inch came totally out of left field. I mean, I knew it was coming, but the idea of them doing a bunch of covers, especially random covers like that, just blew my mind. Before that, we had the Buzzcocks with I Don't Mind off of Singles Going Steady, and before that, the classic The KKK Took My Baby Away by Ramones from Pleasant Dreams. And that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. As always, you can find us each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Tell your friends with record labels and bands to send me music, and we'll be back next week with another installment of Sunglasses After Dark. Thanks as always.